Good morning, welcome to Atmet Audio. It's been a bunch of days because we've been in the throes of February break, school break, and we're having family gatherings on both sides of our family. The first half of the week was my wife's side of the family having a whole family gathering, and now we've shifted to my side of the family having a family gathering. Kind of like a parabola curve of sort of most activity last weekend, most activity this coming weekend, and sort of less and less and less until the middle of the week. We had one night where we didn't have anyone staying with us at our house, but then it's picked back up again. So I've been busy. And when I find myself in these situations where there's just, where you're hosting a lot of people, I find that I tend to go into triage mode, where you basically ask yourself, what's the next thing that needs to happen? And there's always a next thing that needs to happen. And I was thinking today about how that's honestly such a good question to ask yourself at any time, both in terms of the big pictures in life and then the sort of nitty-gritty moment-to-moment, what are you doing? Because, well, let's just take the big picture, right? You can have a sense of where you are in your life, and you can ask yourself, what is it that needs to happen? And that's sort of the big picture. If it's the big picture, it's like, what needs to happen for now for me to make sure that the ship is moving in the direction I want it to move in. Wow, that clouds up above the hillside. We got a bunch of snow last night that's still clinging to the branches. Super wet, perfect for making snowmen, and which is a wonderful gift for these cousins who are visiting from Southern California who have seen snow maybe 4 times in their lives and have never gotten to make a snowman. This is ideal. Anyway, it's also really beautiful, and I'm a little distracted looking at it. Point being, you can ask yourself at any given moment, what's the next thing that needs to happen, right? And it can be as large a scale or as small a scale as you want to ask in that moment, right? You might be asking yourself, what's the next thing that needs to happen? And the answer might be, well, I should go to school. Like, I should, you know, either finish my degree or not. Like, what's the bigger plan? Or, well, I should get serious about finding a partner. Or, well, we should have kids, and we should do it now as opposed to later because of these reasons. Or, well, I should be doing various things. And I have to pause here because there's a town plow coming up. I gotta go rescue the little dog. Okay. Whew. All right, good. But, you know, it's such a great question to ask on the moment-to-moment scale as well. So this morning, you know, the first thing that needed to happen was the old dog needed to go outside. The next thing that needed to happen was I needed to light a fire. The next thing that needed to happen was I needed to do some stretching in front of the fire. The next thing that needed to happen was my wife came downstairs and we needed to have our tea and coffee. The next thing that needed to happen was I needed to start making breakfast so that when the girls and the boy cousin got up, I'm so used to just saying the girls, when everybody, when all the kids got up, breakfast was basically ready to go. The next thing that needed to happen was I needed to get dressed and get shaved. The next thing that needed to happen was I needed to walk the dogs, right? And then I'm thinking about it, and the next thing that needs to happen when I get home is the mudroom is an absolute disaster. They're all going to come tromping in from making snowmen with their wet stuff, and we need to be able to hang up what needs to be hung up so that it doesn't just, you know, so that the consequences of them bringing snowy stuff inside doesn't ripple out to everything else. So it's a great question to ask on that scale. On the mid-level scale, right? What's the next thing that needs to happen? Well, there's a list of projects that need to happen next week that I thought maybe I was going to get to this week, but it's been too busy. Those are top priority for next week. Right? It's just a great question. And I think the reason it's a great question is because it not only presupposes that there is a right answer of what's the next thing that needs to happen, but it also presupposes that you can do something about it, that it's worth you asking the question, that in asking the question, you might be able to come up with a reasonable answer, and that that answer might... Come on, Key. Let's go. There we go. And that that answer might somehow be the right thing to do in this moment. And there we go. Let's go forward. And that's such a powerful thing, this, you know, and I don't think we should take it for granted, this idea that, you could ask a question that would reasonably tell you what you should do, and that that answer would be right, and that that answer would be valuable and helpful, and that you could do the thing. You know, so many times in life when we could ask the question, you know, what needs to happen in a given circumstance? It has nothing to do with us, right? Most of politics, most of international stuff, right? It's like, well, you know, I could come up with theories of what should happen next in Ukraine or what should happen next in, you know, the U.S. in sort of large ways, but there is not the same level of meaningfully being able to do something about it. And so the beauty of this question of what, you know, what should happen next, what should I do next, by pulling the focus into yourself and what you should do, not what needs to happen. Well, I guess that's how I was phrasing it, you know, what needs to happen next. But really the question is, what should I do next? You know, there's a lot that you could do that probably most of us don't do that ideally would happen next in any given circumstance, right? How many times has been the thing that you should do be, you know, get some exercise, but you didn't? Or the thing that should happen is you should work on this longer term project, but you didn't. And I think there's this thing that happens where we let ourselves off the hook for things because we essentially lump the things that we do in with all the other things that we are not really in control of. And we tell ourselves that, you know, well, maybe we're bad people, or we're weak, or, you know, we don't have discipline or control. And those things might all be true. And I'm certainly as guilty as anyone of not doing things that I set out to do. And I think what asking yourself the question of what is the next thing that I should do does an end run around is it implies that you know what you should do. And it might take a little thinking to figure out what should I do now? Like, what, balancing out all of the needs and dynamics and, you know, actual parts in motion of your day and, you know, the sort of world that you actually affect, putting all that together, you know what you should do. And asking yourself the question of what should I do next implies that you're immediately going to do that thing. And I think that that, at least for me, helpfully doesn't end run around that part of myself that wants to let myself off the hook. Thank you for listening. Talk tomorrow.